third pack case Mishnah of Gittin. Amaniyach Peres liyos mafish aleihem shemu ma'isus. He set aside fruit that he's going to use these to take the tevel, and it's going to be when he has trumas ma'isus and other produce, he's going to say the fruit that he put aside should be the trumas ma'isus of the fruit that he wants to eat now, and he'll eat all the fruit that he has now, and the trumas ma'isus in this fruit will go on the other fruit. You can do that. You can mafish one fruit onto another. Nastam, we assume that they're around. You don't have to assume that they rotted, they were stolen, they got lost. If somebody finds them that they're lost, then for 24 hours, he's choishish. Achidish. And only after 24 hours, we're choishish in the mafrei. So if he took off the trumas maisers 26 hours beforehand, we assume we're still intact. Up to 24 hours, we're choishish. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua's opinion. Three times a year, you check the wine to see if it's still in good state and you can still be mafresh on it. That when the ruach, eastern wind, blows after Sukkis, Beitzot Smoda, when Smoda is the new flowers start growing, that's I guess sometime in the early summer, spring. And also when they get more juices into the little grapes and they get to a stage called boiser, which is the size of a certain bean. So these three times, for some reason, the wine, you know, these are times of year, but at those times of years, it often happens that wine that was alright till now starts getting vinegary. So these are just simanim for different times of the year, which is a concern of the wine that got vinegary, and therefore you have to check the wine if you want to continue to be mafish trumas maisers on that wine, because maybe it got turned into vinegar.